This is the Real BS Show in the middle of wintertime.
Very cold wintertime, yeah.
Yeah, we got a cold week coming up, January. It's always coldest around the 20th, or the 21st, something like that. And it's just coming up, and it's going to get super cold, super cold.
Yeah,
I think everywhere, not just here.
Yeah, yeah, you're going to have to bundle up and get warm.
Country, yeah. I don't know about the snowfall and all that jazz, but boy, that cold weather is what kills me.
And that wind.
Yeah, well, I had a southeast wind and very high, like 30, 40, 50 miles an hour. And it just, coming from the southeast, it comes right down my chimney.
Oh, wow.
And what a mess that was. I'm glad it didn't happen in the middle of the night. I'd probably be dead by now.
Right, right. Yeah, I could have came into your house.
What a mess.
Carbon monoxide.
I tried everything to stop that, and I couldn't. So I think I found that solution, but Amazon can't ship it till Wednesday.
Yeah.
So when it comes out of the north and the northwest, then I'm fine. It doesn't do anything. But when it comes from the south or southeast, look out. So that was a nightmare, a real waker upper. Whew. So I don't know, Seth. I feel pretty lazy.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the temperature and the doom and gloom that. That's all you see. All my buddies on YouTube, they're all talking doom and gloom anymore.
Right.
Jeez, oh man.
The days are getting longer, but they still feel very short.
It still shows up quick. You know, my batteries take a little bit of a beating when it's real dark and snowy and short-lived, you know, but they'll make it.
On a positive note, we can't forget about April 8th.
April 8th,
yeah.
I hope I live that long.
Oh, you'll be here. I'm going to tell you why. Because that's when we're going to have a total solar eclipse over our area.
Solar?
Total, yeah. Whatever the totality, we're going to be 100% totality.
So it's going to get dark in the daytime.
Yeah.
It's coming right over Erie?
Yeah, right over Erie County and Crawford County. You're going to see a lot of people traveling in.
Just to watch it?
Yeah. Yeah.
How long does that take? An hour or so?
Oh, I don't know. I have to look.
Hour or two?
It's going to be, it might be, yeah. It's going to begin at, 3:42, then end, you know.
Well, it's dark by 5 o'clock anyway,
yeah.
So.
It's going to be,
It's just going to get dark at 3.
Yeah, it's going to be totally dark at 4:38. So it's going to be an interesting time to be around. I already bought solar glasses to be able to watch it. You know, when's the last time you had a total solar eclipse over this area?
I can't remember. I have no idea.
You know, the moon, even though it's slowly moving away from the Earth, it's been doing that forever since it formed, but it's slowly moving away from the Earth. It's right now, for the past, 10,000 years, it's been right in the perfect spot, the right size, the right distance, away from the Earth, so that it covers the sun completely. You know how many,
So that's what makes that eclipse, is the moon's getting in front of the sun?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what causes the totality. It's going to be daylight. And then you have complete, utter darkness, and then all the animals, insects, all the birds, they all get quiet.
You say, what the heck's going on?
Yeah, they'll think it's dark. And you think about it, it's not normal, but that's weird. And then it's going to get daylight again, then get dark.
If it's that late in the, April though, it might be a little bit more sunshine then.
Right, yeah, 4 o'clock, 4:30 or so, yeah.
We'll probably be covered with clouds, so we won't see anything, dark.
Oh, we'll see it, because even with the clouds, you'll still get the totality. And there's going to be so many people traveling to see the totality from other areas. Huh. So we're going to see an influx of people. People parked on the side of the road and stuff like that. And I'm just going to stay home and go on my back porch and watch it.
Yeah, stay out of the crazy.
I just thought to, remind people, April 8th, 2024. It's something I've been really looking forward to.
That's the day after, Hallie's birthday?
Yeah.
I think Hallie's birthday. I can't remember.
Yeah, you'll have to get your welding helmets out and celebrate her birthday.
Yeah. Screw it. I'm going to lay on the couch and cover up and throw wood in the fire.
There you go.
Of course, it shouldn't be that cold then.
No. We'll be having the flowers blossoming. But right now, we have to go through this wall, this slowness. you know.
Oh, this is awful. This is just terrible. It just gets worse every year. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm getting older. I guess. I don't know. It's just like you can't do anything. You can't. I mean, I went out and delivered a couple loads of firewood, and I told them, I said, you know, don't call me unless the sun's shining. Jeez, oh, man. Terrible, terrible. So anyways, let's listen to some winter solstice type music, I guess you call it.
Yeah.
This is going to be a kind of a boring one this week. We'll come back and BS a little bit more, but let's just sit there and look out the window and watch the snow come down and dream of springtime.
Frogs chirping.
Frogs barking and green leaves starting to come out. That's always fun.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk to you in a little bit later. This is a real BS show on a gloomy, nasty winter day.
Yeah, we just were out there.
Oh, Jesus. Terrible.
It goes
terrible.
Right to your bones.
Yeah. Yeah, and the worst is yet to come.
Whew. How's that robin? Is that still attacking your mirror?
On your vehicle? Cardinal?
The cardinal, yeah.
Yeah, he's still out there. What a nut job.
Yeah, I know.
I started feeding him again. The wind blew the bird feeder down. It blew over the frog bench, you know, by the ponds there.
Yeah.
I mean, a big, big log bench. I mean, very heavy. Blew it right over.
Oh, wow.
Right over backwards. I ain't picking it up. Not for a while. And, yeah, it blew the bird feeder thing over, so I had to reset that a couple times. And so I'm starting to feed the birds again.
I still think you should get a tarp or like a car cover and then put a mirror up and move the mirror away from the car to all the way to the pond, like on a pole. You know, like the mirror's on the pole with a little perch.
Yeah, I should make them something that you can sit in front of them and peck at.
Yeah, yeah, just have fun at, you know.
Instead of eating poop on the ground instead of on my side of my car.
Yeah, just to distract them, move them away from...
Yeah, give him a better picture to play with.
Yeah, because obviously he wants to do it.
I mean, yeah.
Even, you know.
Nut job, but geez.
Yeah.
You think you'd get a sore head, you know, after poking that piece of glass.
Nature's a weird thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
You know what's weird is the whole friggin' world.
Yeah.
It's all. The more I talk to or see or listen to my friends down there in California and Missouri and. Oh, even in deep south, I mean, it's just terrible, just terrible. I mean, there's just trash and junk everywhere, yeah, and yeah. It looks like the whole world's falling apart. And it's just getting worse and worse. I don't understand it. I don't understand it at all.
I think, you know, one of the eye-openers for me is when I went to other countries and saw how bad it was there. And then I came back here and I appreciated what we have here a little bit more.
Yeah, well, most of the time you don't have to boil the water here. You know. About every other country in the world, you do.
Yeah, you don't have people throwing feces in a plastic bag and throwing on the side of the road. We have a little bit of different... We don't throw, you know, there's people that do litter on this road and stuff like that or whatever.
There's still a little bit of that,
but
yeah.
not as bad as other countries I've been in. And, you know, we don't have all the diseases that other countries have, or, you know, we don't have a high infant
mortality. Did you see that video of, it was in New York City, I think in the subway.
Yeah.
And there was a homeless guy laying there with a blanket over him, and there was things popping around underneath there. So they pulled the blanket, and they said about 100 rats ran out from underneath that blanket where that guy was sleeping.
Oh, wow.
Holy catfish. Yeah. And these rats, I mean, they said there was 100 of them. I couldn't watch it. I just, you know, too much doom and gloom for me, you know. I got to stop watching that stuff. It just, it bogs you down. Whew. Makes you feel worse than you really do feel, you know. All the I don't know. The Federal Reserve is like the criminals of the world, you know. They're causing all this they're running the country.
Yeah.
It's not the goofballs in Washington, it's the Federal Reserve. They're pulling all the strings. They're creating the wars. They're going to own everything. Where they say you own nothing and be happy, well, that's what they're pushing for.
Yeah, that's in the Brave New World, you know.
I have some friends down in Florida that they have these communities where people, what do you call it, homeowners association or something?
HOAs, yeah.
The cost of the insurance, the cost of those homeowner association fees are going through the roof. And now they all want to leave. But, you know, it's hard to do. You know, those things were expensive.
Right.
Very expensive. And now they're stuck. And you know, to get rid of the insurance, the insurance is outrageous in Florida. Holy catfish. I've seen a lot of rate increases up here, but nothing like down there. Holy cow.
Yeah. Yeah, my car insurance went up. a little bit, and I didn't. It was like $5 extra, and it's like, what happened? I didn't have an accident and have any moving violations or anything. So just I end up talking to a few people, and it's like, oh crap, everything went up.
Yeah, they said, oh, that's just the way it is. You know, you're stuck with it. I pay every 6 months, and it went up $50.
Oh, wow.
So it's just, why? I'm as old as I am, I've never had an accident. Nothing. Never had a claim.
Yeah, same here.
And I don't even have any tickets. So what the heck? You can't ask for a better customer than me, but yet they keep whacking me. It's unreal.
It's a weird time that we live in where you can see the U.S. dollar lose such value. And it's been losing value since 1971. And we're paying for it, you know? And
well, it's just another tax. That's a
tax on the poor. Inflation.
Yeah, right, right. It's a big tax. I mean, Walmart ain't as cheap as it used to be.
No. No, I mean, even going to a mainstream, like a main street store, they're expensive too. They have to keep their lights on, you know, and people are complaining about that. And so they keep on buying from Amazon, keep on buying from Walmart, and then wonder why these small shops are dying, these mom and pop stores. And it's like, well, it's a fact of the nature of the economy. You have to have scale. If you don't have scale, then you can't compete. And
how do these people do that's got two or three kids?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, what they must...
There's a lot of people right now.
Must be a lot of government assistance or something.
I'm going to say, you know, there's a positive side to this is wages are increasing without minimum wage being increased. If you go to like Sweden or Norway or Finland, they don't have minimum wage. That's because the people are dictating the prices and how much they want to be paid. And that's what's happening now. Right now, the minimum wage in Pennsylvania is $7.25. But good luck finding a job for that little. You can go find a job at McDonald's for $11, $12 an hour, $15 bucks an hour.
Yeah, Walmart's the same way.
Yeah, why would you? So we do really need to raise the minimum wage when everybody's paying, even McDonald's is paying $12 an hour?
Yeah.
No, you don't. You don't need to raise it. Actually, we need to probably abolish it and let it just be free. And let
the free market control.
Right. And people are dictating the wages now without anything. No one would work for $7.25. If you are not mentally, you should not be running your own household if you can't barter.
You can't run a household on $7 an hour. Holy cow.
No, but if you aren't getting more than $15 an hour, then you are not checking your worth. You need to be checking your worth out. You should be asking for raises. This is the way to do it. I'm going to give you the secret. If they don't give you a raise, go find two new jobs. Apply for many jobs, and there'll be two job offers. And then go back to your original employer and say, hey, they're going to pay me $20 an hour. And if your current employer does not agree to pay you $20 an hour to keep you, you move on to a new job.
It's a tough world out there.
You have to. You have to be kind of cutthroat a little bit. At this point, there's no gold watches after, 40 years of working or 20 years of working. That's no longer happening.
Well, we got another round of inflation headed our way big time. It's like a tsunami. And when food gets so expensive that people can't buy food, there's going to be a social upheaval that's going to stagger everybody. I mean, the crime is high now, but you just wait. You just wait. I mean, it's going to get ugly, terrible. And I don't know how you prepare for all. I mean,
you have to grow your own community and grow your own food at that point. I mean, that's my goal.
Well, unless you live way far outside of the city, you better have some firepower or something because people are going to start stealing and robbing each other. It's just going to get ugly.
There's a new movie coming out called Civil War, and it's not political.
I heard about that.
It's not political from what I'm seeing and reading about it. It's not about talking about current events at all. It's actually probably an unbelievable alliances happening in this movie. But what I really think, if there was going to be a true civil war in this country, it would not even be states. It'd be local versus rural. Or I'm sorry, city, urban versus rural. That's what the two lines would be, urban versus rural. And that's where I think the divide would happen, because you think about it, when food stops coming to the cities, where are they going? They have no food. They're going to go look for the food.
Yeah, and they'll find some.
because, I mean, if you look at the pandemic, you know, when it happened with COVID, you know, we ran out of things quick and people start panicking. They start panic buying and then no trucks are coming for 7 days. Let's say, boom, the shelves are empty. Where are you going to get your food? You're going to go look for it.
And McDonald's.
Yeah, well, things will end up empty, you know. And so, you know, I'm not like hating people in urban areas. I think, you know, we want to keep the food distribution going, you know. We want to see food going. We don't want people to see anyone starve, but that's where the divide's going to happen, I think.
I wonder if the food banks and all these places, if they're running low.
No, from what I've heard, because right now we record in the Union City Family Support Center and they run the food pantry for Southeast Dairy County. And now their food's coming in pretty solid. Yeah. Nothing expired, nothing like that at all. You know, there's actually some businesses donate food at times. So there's extra food. And so I know this because my father helps volunteer there. And then he does Meals on Wheels. So food is, you know, we're not starving in this country. If someone's starving in this country, it's because they're not getting the free resources that not even the government's doing. It's local nonprofits and it's local people all coming together and helping out those that are in need. And geez, these days, yeah, food's high in price, but it's not that bad. Honestly, I hate to say this, a lot of people need to probably cut back on eating so much. You know, we actually have
started having fasting or something.
You know, we'll get canceled for saying this, but we do have an obesity epidemic that's worse than smoking and drugs. It's a tragic thing that's happening since the 80s. They took out fat out of food, and with this low fat diet that we've been doing, which increases carbohydrates, you know. It's increasing.
There goes the heart attack levels.
Yeah.
Straight up.
And then you have high fructose corn syrup, which is the devil, in my opinion, that's subsidized.
Wait a minute. Now you're talking about my Coca-Cola.
Well, that's why, Bill, you need to go to Walmart and buy the Mexican Coca-Cola that has the original. It's Coca-Cola, but it has sugar in it, real sugar in it. And it tastes, supposedly, if I hand it to people that used to drink Coca-Cola back in the day, they'll say, this tastes just like what I remember my childhood. It doesn't have that weird aftertaste of high fructose corn syrup. It tastes really good. And I will admit, it's in the glass bottle, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure you've seen it before.
Yeah. I know.
You got to try it sometime.
Well, I have, but I can hardly tell the difference. So.
Oh, I can tell definitely the difference. I feel, you know, I'll drink Coca-Cola. I don't drink pop too much, but I'll tell you right now, that Mexican Coca-Cola is really good. It's a nice treat on a hot, sunny day or a cold day.
Yeah.
My son even buys them. He doesn't drink pop much, but he'll go to Dollar General and buy some and bring one back for me, which is nice. It's like a little thing we do.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't screw with my Coca-Cola.
No.
Then there's going to be a revolution.
Yeah. See, this is what we need to do. We need to teach Bill how to make his own Coca-Cola.
Yeah, you know, there ought to be a way to do that.
There is.
I'm sure there is.
There's these new products called SodaStream. They're not cheap, but... you can put CO2 containers, which you can get, and then you put flavoring, and you get water, just pure water, and the CO2 gets injected in, the flavor gets injected in, boom, you got a cola. I tried making one my own, too, because how hard is it to get CO2? It's cheap. It's dirt cheap, so it's like, I don't know. There's something interesting about that, because, you know, I actually have a family history. I think it's my third great-grandfather, when he was in Europe, you know, there were Jews there, and we're still part Jewish. But anyways, they were soda jerks. They had a wagon. They ran around, you know, different villages and sold soda out of a horse and wagon. So I don't have any knowledge about how the whole soda industry, but that was a weird fact to find out. It was Adam Kuyper. He was doing that. In the archives, I found.
I think we got to learn how to do more things for ourselves.
That's the truth. You know, there's something.
I mean, growing a garden ain't easy. That's difficult
stuff. People say, oh, just go grow a garden, but you don't realize nature's going to be fighting you every element of the way, because you'll have rodents, you'll have groundhogs, you'll have rabbits, you'll have rats, you'll have.
I got lots of deer.
Deer
just eat everything.
Yeah, I have deer in my backyard eating crabapple trees. You know, and then you have to factor in. One of the clues to me is I had a garden in my backyard, and I had a rat. One day I walked out, and there was this rabbit eating a tomato. And I was sitting there thinking, that's my tomato. And it just was munching on, his face was red, and it was just gorging on this tomato, this big, juicy, beefsteak tomato. I was like, so pissed. Because every day I was watching that thing grow, the different tomatoes on the, they were growing. And I was thinking, this one that before I ate it, I was paying attention to that one really close because it was getting real looking juicy, and it was getting just close to ripe. And all of a sudden, I walked down the back porch and saw that dang rabbit eating it. It didn't even stop. It didn't care that I was there.
Then you got to go out and buy fencing and all that right. other crap.
And that's just mammals. Now it's include insects and blight.
It's not an easy task. I mean, it is. You got to grow lots of food so that way when they attack your food, they only get a little bit of it instead of all
right.
of it.
Yeah. They say you for each person per year, you have to have 3 acres of land to farm. So you have enough crops, and then you have to store the food. See, this is the problem. We don't talk about that part enough. Is you grow the food, you have to have a challenge against nature. Then you have to store it. How are you going to store it? Are you going to start canning it? That's probably the best way.
You're canning. I did the dehydration thing.
Right.
I got one of those ovens and dehydrated. Everything. And,
right.
And it works good. And then you just vacuum seal it in a mason jar, and right. away you go. It does work. It does work. And then when you want to eat it, you just put it in some water and reconstitute it. And
right.
Boom, it just swells right back up like it was before you dehydrated it.
And,
works pretty good.
I think you look at our modern industry of food, and it's like, look at canned food. People dog canned food and criticize it, but we're feeding millions of people with canned food. We're keeping, it's crazy. It's frozen food. We can buy frozen food, which does not lose its nutritional value. It doesn't lose its vitamins and minerals. Yeah. They used to think it did, but it doesn't. They flash freeze it, and boom, it's still good.
Yeah, it's there's ways to do it. You just have to get into a system. I got so much food stored, right. that it's I'm good for the next 30 years, I guess. I don't know, but. It's work. It's not easy. And then after a while, you say, okay, that's enough. I mean, where am I going to put all this stuff? You have to build another shed.
There's a you go back. I talked to a lot of aunts and uncles to get like a different perspective from what my parents would tell me. Not to say my parents were lying. It's just everybody has a different perspective. So I basically set up little interviews with my aunts and uncles to talk about, not all of them. I'm trying to get, talk to more of them, but I'm getting there talking to most of them. But what basically I found is, they had a lot of work to do, weeding the garden, because nature's trying to fight against each other. The weeds are trying to rise up but at the same time, they look back at those times really as fun times. They're out in the sun all the time.
I don't look back at it as fun because I always had to weed a couple rows of something before right. I could go anywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate it.
That's what they had to do too. And the thing is though is they look back at those times as simple times, and you look at it now, it's very complicated.
My parents canned everything.
Right.
Know?
Right. Yeah. Same with that's what my grandparents did. My mother did too. It's for a bit, and I grew up on that stuff. But. I look now, and it's like, man, we have it so easy. We have it so easy, but life is complex. Yeah. We have a lot more distractions nowadays.
I got to the point where I went to the store and bought frozen, all natural mm-hmm. vegetables or whatever.
Right.
And dehydrated it.
Right.
And what do you call it? Organically yep. grown yep. or something yep. like yep. that. It costs a few bucks more, but it wasn't bad. And then I dehydrated it. Vacuum sealed it in some mason jars, and boom. I said, well, geez, that's a lot easier than growing a garden.
Right.
Holy smokes.
I will admit, there's a lot of nice vegetables out there, like peas and green beans. I grew up in a lot of green beans, so I have a kind of a special place for them. But, it's a weird thing when they say, oh, there's food deserts. But you could go to a store and get frozen food. There's nothing stuck. You don't have to have fresh food. That's a myth. Freezing it or, freeze drying, dehydrating, that's good,
Really. I mean, you dehydrate some mushrooms and then you don't even have to reconstitute them. You just stick those dried up mushrooms in your mouth and your mouth will water them up. Boy, they taste good.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
They call that usami or something like that, you know, where it's like a super nice savory taste to it. Yeah. I love mushrooms, yeah.
It's like all the flavor got shrunk into that little mushroom and then it comes all back. Wow.
Yeah, Bill must be doing the magic mushrooms too.
I wouldn't know a magic mushroom from a... I just get those white ones.
Those are delicious, yeah.
I try to stick with something that I know and something I like. But
I like sautéing them. I like mixing with onions and... See, that's making me hungry right now.
But there's so much bad news on every... It's doom and gloom everywhere. Yeah. You look on YouTube, and I'll tell you what, there is just loads and loads of it. I mean, whether it's financial or physical or you name it, you know. And now it's the weather. You know, everybody's screaming about this big cold front that's coming through. And I ain't looking forward to that.
I hate to say this. You know, there's a Bill Hicks joke. I think we probably played it before about... You know, war, famine, death, AIDS. War, famine, death, AIDS. And then you look outside and you hear crickets. You know, we're kind of living. I go into like moments where I'm not watching the news as much because it's like so tiresome. Here's the next thing you should be upset about. I think that's where you're disconnected pretty much as well. You know,
I don't even watch the news. I just watch these guys on YouTube that I like and I trust, and they give you bits and pieces of news that you won't hear on the mainstream media.
Right.
You know,
I tend to read this just a summary of it, not too deep on certain things, but then I educate myself on other things. There's a lot of deep history that we can read up on. There's a lot of science that's happening right now. There's a lot of progress that's happening in a lot of weird ways, interesting things. You know, they're very close to taking, regrowing a spinal cord. You know, things like that are destroying type 1 diabetes. And we're going to change the world in the next 20 years. The things that are happening right now, the way the stuff right now they're doing with the neuro connections with just a helmet to put on someone's head, they can control saying, just think about you moving your arm, and they can pick up what signals that is. That's changing the world, you know?
You said, hurry up. My son needs that.
There's a lot of saying that, there's a lot of talk about stuff happening to be fixed, but never comes to fruition. But that's because when they discover things like this, it's the baby steps to make the actual product. And there's ready technology out there right now to do it. There's technology to do it. It's just, it's very costly. You have to bring that cost down, and that's what they've been doing. I've been paying a lot of attention to that stuff.
You gotta get past the government, too.
Yeah, the FDA has to approve it, yeah. But, you know, there's things like, you know, people freak out about Elon Musk's Neuralink, but they've already proven it with a Chaplin monkey, or I think it's a monkey, some kind of monkey, where they connected wires to it, and it was able to play Pong without using its hands or anything, just visually thinking. And then they had to do other tasks. And so we're getting there. It's just we have to figure the brain out. We don't know the brain as well as we thought we did. You know, there's a lot of science of regrowing organs. There's a kid right now that was like 12 when they replaced his kidneys with 3D printed kidneys. And he's still alive, walking around.
I'm regrowing my finger.
Yeah, you're like what they call that, a chameleon or whatever. Not a chameleon, I can't remember. Like a gecko or something like that. They regrow their tail.
Wow.
That's what you are.
I didn't know my finger would come back like that. But, another couple months, it's probably going to be like normal.
Yeah, you'll be able to point with it and nobody will notice.
Yeah.
Is it still painful?
Oh, yeah. It still hurts, yeah. Not nothing like it did.
But yeah, I remember that. Dude, that had to be very painful when it happened.
It's coming right off the end of the finger. Yeah, it's still kind of ugly, but...
You know, there's people that get lip injections to make their lips look bigger, or butt injections to make their butt look bigger. You just need a finger injection, you know,
I get no kind of injection.
Put some silicone on your finger so you have like a boob on your finger.
I don't want nobody sticking me with a needle for anything.
Yeah, Bill don't like needles, people.
Yeah, I'm allergic.
So for Halloween, go around with a fake needle. Pokey.
let's take a little break and just listen to the winter solstice music.
Yeah.
And we'll come back and say goodnight or something. Okay?
Sounds good.
Well, this is the Real BS Show on a sloppy, nasty, snowy, cold day, January. There's doom and gloom.
That's the truth.
It's everywhere you look, it's just screwed up. I don't know. I'm feeling lazy, you know. I just don't want to do anything and throw wood in the fire and stay under the covers, you know.
Right.
Stay on the couch and cover up. Maybe make a hot dog or some sausage or something. Sausage and eggs, and that, I'm good to go.
Right.
I don't know. You just want to say goodnight, and we'll try it again next week.
Yeah.
If you folks out there, if you've lasted this long, you get a big attaboy.
There you
big
go.
Pat on the back, because we're not too energetic today. So, I guess that's it.
Yeah.
I've had enough fun.
Yeah, now we have to charge at the storm.
Yeah, right. Oh, get ready for Sunday, because, it's going to get ugly.
Yeah.
Terrible. Good luck, folks. Stay warm. Stay warm and be prepared, you know. Kind of stock up a little bit and get ready to stay home for a week. So, with that, we'll say good day, good night, and we'll see you next week.